chapter on what is said regarding the fear of a believer that his good deeds may be annulled, lost without his knowledge. And Ibrahim At-Taimi said, "When I compare my talks with my deeds, then I find that my deeds are deficient compared with my talks. I am afraid. My deeds deny what I talk." And Ibn Abi Mulayka said, "I met 30 companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and each of them was afraid of becoming a hypocrite, and none of them said that he was as strong in belief as the angel Jibril, Gabriel, or Mika'il, Michael." And Al-Hasan al-Basri said, "It is only a faithful believer who dreads hypocrisy, and only a hypocrite who considers himself safe is not afraid of hypocrisy. And one should be afraid not to persist in hypocrisy and disobedience of Allah by committing sins without repenting to Allah immediately, as is referred to in the statement of Allah, 'And they do not persist in what wrong they have done, while they know.'" Quran, chapter 3, verse 135. Narrated Abdullah bin Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Abusing a Muslim is fusuq, an evil doing, and killing him is kufr, disbelief." Narrated Ubadah bin As-Samit, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, went out to inform the people about the date of the night of decree, Al-Qadr. But there happened a quarrel between two men from amongst the Muslims. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "I came out to inform you about the date of the night of Al-Qadr. But as so-and-so quarreled, its knowledge was taken away. I forgot it. And maybe it was better for you. Now look for it in the 7th, the 9th, and the 5th of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan."